subject of expressway shootings, just heard us talking with State Rep Cam Buckner about it. The new cameras are starting to go up as of a month ago. You see more state troopers patrolling the expressways. That's the new initiative announced today. They're going to blanket the expressways with state troopers. Those cameras, though, back to that, part of the reason the new technology is going up is a result of the tragic death of Tamara Clayton. There was a bill passed in her honor after she was killed on the Dan Ryan. They decided to put more money toward the expressway cameras. However, we want to get into the limitations of these cameras, and I know it's Alma Hill is well aware of them. I know you're happy with what they've done so far, but I understand you want them to go farther, Alma, and I just thank you for joining us on WGN on this important issue.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be talking with you.
Nice to be talking with you, too. I've seen you be very outspoken in the wake of your sister's death about what needs to be done, and this bill was passed. Speak quickly about that bill, and then let's get to where you see the problems with the camera system.
Well, the bill was passed in May with both houses given a resounding approval for the Safety Expressway Camera Act, you know, named after my sister. It provided high-definition cameras, and it was supposed to also record for 30 days of the video. And one of the requests was to make sure that someone's monitoring. You know, just like sometimes you see in some of the shows over in Europe where they can go to the CCTV cameras and pull recordings and see the actual event happening. So they've done that so far, but it was late in coming. But mm-hmm. I was very happy that it did happen.
So it's come to my attention that up until now, we don't have cameras on the expressways that record video. They've been real-time delivery of images to help first responders and also help with traffic patterns. The bill you mentioned in your sister's honor that was passed changed that. And now,
absolutely,
what I understand, Alma, is that these are license plate readers that these new cameras are capable of doing. They're high-res readers. They can pick up license plates. But my understanding is you don't get images or video of the potential suspects involved.
Well, see, I'm a little confused because I think that that's the confusion that I have, because the point of the matter was that it had to be video, because I'm just very sorry. Having license plate readers for the average citizen would be effective. But people who are in criminality, they usually have stolen license plates, and I need to make the model. And if the images can be where you can even recognize their face, it would be outstanding. So I think there's got to be some clarity in that, because I was told that it did record and that it was going into the cloud and that it could be pulled, you know, for the, you know, gunshots and
there's an interesting point that deserves clarity. We're going to have Sergeant Pete on after the top of the hour news, and he's going to dig into that further. My understanding was that we've never had video capabilities up until now. A month ago, we're changing the expressway shooting cameras, upgrading them due to your sister's death and the changes that were made in the wake of that.
Right.
But My understanding still is that we're not getting these high-res pictures of people's faces and video that can be used further. Well, we can get into that more. What do you see, though? I mean, as you hear, Alma, I mean, your sister died on the Dan Ryan over a year ago.
No, she died on I-57.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was Oak Forest, between Oak Forest and Marcalone, I-57 at 161st Street. You know, on I-57. See, she never would have been on the Dan Ryan because of the shooting and how crazy they drive. Her whole idea, strategy of going to work, because she left the house about 9:30. I said goodbye to her because I would stay at night with my mother who had Alzheimer's, and we always, and she would go to work, and she would take the 147th entree to 294.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I read that she would never go on the Dan Ryan. Is that right about your sister?
Yes, she was absolutely. She would never, ever. No, not at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. I am so sorry about what happened to your sister. I know you've been working hard in the wake of all of this and been a strong advocate. I think the depressing part is that since her death, we have a situation where the expressway shootings have gone up, not down. They're nearly double what they were then. And it seems to be going in the exact wrong direction with very few answers. I know you're trying to press for some of the solutions. It's just, it's gotta, it's just, it, I think it hurts all of us as citizens to hear about this.
Well,
stuff.
You cannot drive safely, and it cannot, I mean, the thought of driving at night on the Dan Ryan or any of the expressways is a little unnerving. That would be the last thing that you really want to do. And it's just, the cameras are one thing. But what about the strategies on investigation? How are they reaching out to the communities and public? You know, how can people safely feel that they could provide information to the state police or any law enforcement without feeling that they were in danger? So we know there are a number of issues, and I'm hoping that there's some progress in the way that they are having the investigations done. But getting back to the camera, it is so important that the cameras are manned and that they can see patterns or trends, that they understand who they're looking for and their profile. I'm not sure because they've not shared that with me. I know they probably know all of this because they're law enforcement, but those are the kinds of questions that I have. You know, who's manning? Do they see trends? How's it working? Do they see any benefit? Because I tell you something, if they can find some resolutions to some of the incident or the shootings, I think that that would really have the people who are doing this a little hesitant to not use the expressway for gunfire.
Mm-hmm. I heard you interview and you said that you believe that it might be the same people over and over. You don't know if only 9 arrests out of 185 expressway shootings have happened. It's hard to really know. Hey, Alma, we are out of time here, but I want to ask you, are you involved or if anyone wants to get involved in your efforts of what you're trying to accomplish here? Is there a way to connect with you or join forces with what you're doing?
Well, you know, I started a small group of folks where we were trying to come up with this way that we can inform the public. I can leave my email address and they could get in touch with me that way.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and get if you don't mind, pass that along to producer Pete and we'll try to include that as part of the story. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for joining us. And again, I'm so sorry about your sister. I'm sure
okay.
She'd be proud of what it is you're doing. Thank you, Alma.
Okay. Bye-bye.